Brisbane Archbishop Philip Aspinall has defended the Anglican Church's handling of sexual abuse complaints. He told the Child Abuse Royal Commission today that the Anglican Church has come a long way, but he admitted that protocols to deal with complaints haven't always been followed. The Commission's been investigating how two prestigious Brisbane boys' schools handled sex abuse complaints. Nance Haxton reports.
The Anglican Archbishop of Brisbane, Philip Aspinall, told the Child Abuse Royal Commission today that he has made great efforts to improve the Church's handling of sexual abuse complaints. He said those complaints dominated his first year as Archbishop, but that he's put in place better procedures since then to ensure that victims are not re-traumatised by the process. But he admitted there were times where policies were not followed.
Every survivor who comes with a set of very unique circumstances. And I would say that I have great respect for our past and current directors of professional standards, but they are human beings and there are sometimes slips, and I regret any failings on their behalf, but given these systems are managed by human beings and there are slips from time to time, it is necessary for me to call our directors to account and ask them to correct omissions that have been made.
Dr. Aspinall said protocols had substantially improved since the 1990s when the emphasis was mistakenly put on mediation to resolve complaints.
Putting them in a room to mediate with their perpetrator is entirely inappropriate. So I think some of those initial attempts, while well-intended, were very badly informed, and we've come a long way since then.
He told the Commission that church law was now clear that child abuse is a crime that has to be reported to the authorities. Last week, the Anglican Church said it would reimburse tuition fees for all students who suffered sexual abuse at their schools within the Diocese of Brisbane. The church says at least 68 Queensland families are eligible for reimbursement after their boys were abused by teachers Gregory Robert Knight and Kevin John Lynch at St Paul's School in the 1980s and 90s. But today, lawyer Kevin Kelso questioned Dr. Aspinall on whether that protocol was being properly followed. Mr. Kelso represents former student known as BSE, who was abused by Kevin Lynch at St Paul's School.
There was a survivor who met with the Director of Professional Standards this Monday this week. One of the discussions related to the refund of school fees to his mother. So I don't wish to pay them, I don't wish to refund the school fees, but will an apology do? That would be something that wouldn't be the policy?
Absolutely not. A clear policy of the diocese adopted some weeks ago was that where parents requested the refund of school fees paid in relation to a student of our schools who had suffered child sexual abuse, those refunds would be made.
Kevin Lynch was also the former school counsellor at Brisbane Grammar School, where it's suspected he may have sexually abused hundreds of students. Dr. Aspinall says the attitude of insurance companies has frustrated the church's efforts to sensitively handle sexual abuse complaints.
The difficulty we face is that it was a different insurer going back to the 1980s and 90s where all these St Paul's school cases were dealt with. The insurer takes a very different approach, and we have been unsuccessful in negotiating with them a more caring, proactive approach on the part of the diocese.
The former general manager of the Brisbane Anglican Diocese, Bernard York, was due to give evidence to the Commission today, but did not appear because of medical reasons. Mr. York has been criticised for how he handled students' allegations of sexual abuse, with the inquiry previously hearing that he told one student to keep the complaint to himself and get on with his life. The hearings are now adjourned until November 30th to hear from this final witness.
Nance Haxton.